most important play of your life, your enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I love the game of football. I love what it's given me. It's the greatest honor that you could ever receive as an individual.
Gene Upshaw, the only player who played in the Super Bowl as a starter in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s.
That famed Highway 63, the white collar, the white tape forearms, that Raider battle scarred helmet.
I knew that Gene, from the first year, he come in here, is that he had the qualities that you look for as a leader.
We're number one. That's it. We're number one.
We gave him the nickname the governor because we thought with his leadership quality that he probably could be the governor of California.
Only give us the right to play next week. That's all. We got to do something about it. We got to do something about it next week. We got to go to work 1 o'clock tomorrow. Everybody on time.
As I take my place in history, hopefully it will be a place that I can always look back and remember this moment, because so many of you have had such a tremendous part of making this a successful career for Gene Upshaw.
Gene Upshaw, not only one of the greatest left guards in the history of pro football, but a guy who ran the National Football League Players Association as its president for 25 years before his passing, one of the most influential members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, to be sure. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by Jim Plunkett. We're getting set to jet off to Miami Beach, James, for, again, the fifth time in the last 6 years the Raiders will play the Miami Dolphins, and four of those times they played them in South Florida.
It's been tough winning down there in South Florida against Miami Dolphins. They always come up with some way to find a victory, but this year hopefully it'll be different.
It will be interesting to see all the Heisman trophies on display. Jim's going to bring his, and you got Carson Palmer, who won one in 2002. You got Matt Leinart, who got it in 2004. And the very next year, Reggie Bush, now a Miami Dolphin. So three Heismans there, Jim, from USC in a four-year span, all on display on Sunday.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible by University of Southern California. They had some great players, and they still do. They continue to produce those guys who wind up in the NFL. More power to them. They can get the athletes that they get.
Reggie Bush certainly is the guy the Raiders have got to stop on Sunday. At a very good season last year, his first year in Miami. And a quarterback, they have a brand new rookie quarterback out of Texas A&M, Ryan Tannehill, who made his debut last Sunday against a very good Houston Texan team, Jim. 219 yards passing, no touchdowns, through three picks, but this will be his home debut on Sunday.
Yeah, it certainly will be. He had a tough time last week against the Houston Texans down there in Texas, but that's a learning experience for him, but you put pressure on him. He's a young guy. He's bound to make some mistakes. They're going to try to correct, obviously, the things that he did wrong last week, but hopefully the Raiders will come up with something to give him even more trouble.
A lot of changes from last year when the Raiders went down there in December and lost. They have a new head coach in Joe Philbin, but they bring back a pretty rock-solid defense, Jim. Randy Starks in their opener in Houston had a couple of quarterback sacks, and going back to last year's game, those inside linebackers, Carlos Dansby had a huge game, the former Arizona Cardinal, and Kevin Burnett had a sack and took one back 34 yards for a score. This is a pretty good defense.
Yeah, it certainly is. They held Houston to just 327 yards of total offense, only three first downs rushing the football, forced them to pass, put them in a lot of passing situations. So you're right. Their defense is very stout.
So it's a long trip for the Raiders on Sunday, to be sure. One of five they're going to make this year to the Eastern time zone. The Raiders will log nearly 29,000 miles this year, by about 500 miles more than any other team in the NFL. Then right after the game, Jim, they jump on Hawaiian Airlines charter and they come back to the Bay Area to get set for the Pittsburgh Steelers in week three.
Yeah, it'd be a great second home game for the Raiders. Pittsburgh, very good, no matter what, even though they wound up losing the first week against the Denver Broncos. They're always tough to deal with, especially that defense.
And they've got the New York Jets tomorrow in their home opener. So join us next week on the Silver and Black Show. We'll get you set for the Raiders up against Big Ben and that vaunted Pittsburgh defense. And be sure to vote right after the game on Sunday in Miami as to who you want us to talk to on the Silver and Black Show. Get over to the Raiders official Facebook page following the game on Sunday. And whoever you vote for, those are the rules. Like this past week, you asked for Miles Burris, and you got Miles Burris. Many thanks to Miles for dropping by and the head coach, Dennis Allen. I think you're set. Enjoy the Raiders up against the Miami Dolphins on Sunday.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.